from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yes, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One more Brandon Ayuk update, Doran. You ready for this?
Yep.
From Adam Schefter on a fantasy football marathon last night. The 49ers aren't really sure how this is going to play out, whether it's him signing a deal to stay in San Francisco or him being dealt elsewhere. So we're in exactly the same place we were a week ago and a week before that. And how long has this been going on?
Months.
I think we are on months, yeah.
Months.
And I think we've been at the goal line for 3 weeks.
Yep, stalled out.
Sure did. Quarterback with a bad read on that read option there.
Yes.
Must have been what happened.
Ran sideways.
Yes. Jeff Hathorn joins us now, our sports director. And Jeff is brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, that of course, it kind of mirrors the Steelers' offense, not being able to finish the job.
Well, let's start there, because I did want to talk to you a little bit about Ke Bryan Hayes, and we'll get to that. But as you watch the game, as you have now had a few days to digest, if you are ranking things that you are concerned about, Jeff, how would you rank, let's say, your top three concerns with this team right now?
So I take the deep breath in that it's the preseason. And we got really excited about the preseason, we as a whole. But offensive line to me has been a concern. I thought that would be an area of strength. As much as you can point to the quarterbacks or why can't they get a run game going, that all starts up front. That has been disappointing to me. I guess as a fan, you would love to see more aggressive play calls just to see it, but I know that they have a reason for what they're doing. So I'm not as concerned about that. And then three, I mean, you see, because of all of that, just the lack of cohesion with the wide receivers. So, I mean, it's all on the offensive side. Defensively, there's nothing that sticks out to me horribly, especially considering who's not playing on defense or hasn't played a lot. But, man, that offensive line, like I think there's talent there. I think they've got it there. They just haven't shown it to this point.
Well, Jeff, if we're looking at positives now, I mean, three negatives, and I think we all can get on the same page of what you just said there, what the three concerns are with the Steelers thus far, excuse me, in preseason. What is your three positives? What are your three non-concerns of the
Steelers?
You got
to do three?
Well,
three?
Three. Yeah. You did three, too.
They're more cameras.
I knew he was going to say the punter was going to be one.
All right, so you're right. Okay, three's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Herbig is someone that you start looking at like, how do you get this guy on the field more? Like, this dude is you can't take either of those guys off, but can you get creative? Can you get into mad scientist mode and figure out a way for Nick Herbig to play? Although, you know, I guess if each side plays 80%, then there are snaps. You know, he just switches over to either side. I would say some of the backup offensive linemen, some of the guys that need to have a really good preseason, whether it's in practice or in games, guys like DeMarvin Leal have stepped up this year in what is a big year, and Loudermilk's been consistent. And I think Montrevious Adams is kind of an underrated guy they could put in different positions. So those would be my positives. Go team.
Go team.
Hmm. There's no offensive positives, huh?
I mean, not to this point.
I think Najee looks pretty good. I would throw that one out there. I think he looks good. He looks quick.
I love the way George has handled himself this year, but that's more practice than in games. I think Van Jefferson's a good receiver. I don't know if they want him a two, but I mean, and I think Zach Frazier is going to continue to improve. It was a matter of time for him to get the center job. I feel bad for Nate Herbig, but I can't single him out too much because the way the line played as a whole.
Jeff, you've been at all these practices going back, OTAs, minicamp, training camp. Were you expecting this kind of offensive struggle through two preseason games? Are they practicing as poorly as they're playing?
I don't know if I've ever, when there's been a bad game, I don't know that I've ever looked back and say, wow, I really saw that in practice. Because you're practicing against yourself. There are things that you don't do. So you see tendencies. Sometimes defense kind of gets to know the offense. They might jump a couple of things. But even then, you're not overly concerned going in. You just want to see how do they match against other teams. Even in the practice against Buffalo and the way they had it set up, I mean, they made some plays. There were some things to like. They just haven't taken it into either of those two preseason games. I'm not writing off the year. It is two preseason games. But if there's one thing I would really like to see Saturday against, it will be a physical team in Detroit. I'd like to see that physicality ramp up on that offensive line.
Jeff, do you think that the starters will play a fair amount of time on Saturday with it being the third preseason game? Should they play?
I don't know about fair amount, but, we saw the starters play a little bit last year. I expect them to play a little bit this year. That break in between the end, the end of the preseason and then the start of the regular season, I think it sets up that you want to play your starters at least a little bit. Maybe not Hayward, maybe not Watt, maybe not some of those guys, but offensively, I think you want to have isn't even points, but a couple of first downs. Get some kind of little bit of rhythm in a game that you could take into Atlanta in a few weeks.
Should Najee play with Jaylen Warren being out?
Ooh. Maybe it's still a couple series just to have him part of that offense, but I wouldn't play him a lot, to your point. They have a couple actually backup running backs that have been really good in camp, so I guess you get a chance there. And Cordarrelle Patterson is a guy that you're going to want to get more reps to because he's missed most of preseason.
Jeff, do you feel like you learned anything about either quarterback in these games?
Nothing that I would say definitively. I mean, I don't know how you judge Russ based on that. I don't think he had a ton of time to throw. I'm not going to overreact to anything I saw from Russ in that game. You'd love for Fields, and I know that receiver didn't run the greatest route. You'd love for that connection to have finished into a touchdown. You do see his explosiveness. You also see at times where he's still a little bit hesitant. So maybe I take a little bit of that, but I'm not going to read way too much into two preseason games, even with the number of snaps that Justin's got.
What about Ke Bryan Hayes? You put him on the IL yesterday. Jason Mackey had that nice piece, not nice piece, but good piece in the Post-Gazette talking about all his injury concerns. He has the lowest OPS in all of Major League Baseball among qualified hitters. Did they wait too long to put him on IL? And I know it's hard to peer into the crystal ball with something like this, but what do you think the future holds here for Ke Bryan Hayes?
Yeah, and I think some of this has to be – I know that I've heard the Pirates get ripped, and understandably so, for a lot of things. I mean, this is – if Hayes is feeling that bad, I mean, the Pirates can't jump into his body and say they ask him how he's feeling, you're ready to go. And, if he's saying, hey, I'm good, I feel like I'm about to jump out of this, or does he have to be honest with them and say, listen, guys, I just don't – it's not there. It's really hurting. So, I mean, some of this is on Ke Bryan to be honest – and assess where he's at. It's a mess. I mean, you sign these long-term contracts, and it's what the Pirates have to do. But, man, that one is just – if there's one you could get out from under, that one is looking like one because he's just not there. And with back situations, for anyone who's had back issues, I mean, yeah, it's not something that goes away tomorrow.
No.
So hopefully he can – whatever it is that could alleviate some of that pressure on his back. And because I think one thing because of the back that people assume is that, man, this guy's not trying, or look at him, he's not, he can't get anything. Well, it's not that he's not trying. It's when your back's off, it's hard to get any type of timing.
No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. Jeff, appreciate your time as always. We will talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn. Let's react to some of what Jeff had to say when we come back. He talked about jumping into Key Brian Hayes' body. Did you ever watch Freaky Friday?
Yes.
Great movie.
Good movie, yes.
I'd love to be in your body just for a day.
No, my back is just as bad as Key Brian Hayes'.
Yeah, but I mean like a decade ago.
No. No,
you
wouldn't be able to handle it.
I would want to run real fast. It'd be like, you know, you're right.
You'd run like Bambi. You'd be like, Mom, I'm going fast. Look at this. And your legs would just be going different directions. Like, you'd be like, I don't know how to sync up.
It'd be like if I got in a NASCAR vehicle and they're like, you can go as fast as you want. And I'd still be going 65. Yeah. I'd put my blinker on. I wouldn't know what to do.
No, you try to dunk and you'd be like, oh my gosh, am I Mario?
I'd get hurt. I'd hurt your body. I'd jump right back to myself.
Right. And I'd be screwed.
I've always wondered in those movies, not to take this to an odd place, like about the bathroom situation. Like, you know, when Lindsay Lohan's in What's-Her-Face's body, who was that?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis's body. Like, at some point, you're going to have to urinate.
Right.
You got to do it with your eyes closed. Invade privacy.
It's not like the hot chick. Remember the hot chick with Rob Schneider? Whenever she's in the guy's body. Now, that's different.
I guess. I mean, if I were in your body and I were urinating, I would turn the lights out and I would close my eyes and I would put my hands on my hips.
No, you wouldn't.
We know if Callis was in my body, he'd want to see my Johnson.
That's right.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We will react to some of what Jeff had to say coming up next. We've got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber at 7:35.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Thanks, Sue. Oh, boy. Sorry about that. A little phlegmy there.
Phlegmy.
Must have a high pollen count this morning. Thanks to Jeff Hathorn for joining us. In the previous segment, we've got Trey Essex at 8 o'clock. Who better to talk about the Steelers' offensive line woes than he? And coming up in about 10 minutes, Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? But I did want to react to something Jeff had to say. And that is, you asked, how much are guys going to play in this preseason finale? And he said, you're going to see them. You're going to see them. And we did see them last year, though not a ton. I think you probably got to play them a little bit.
A little bit. At least the offensive line.
I'm playing that offensive line maybe for a half.
A half?
A half, yeah.
I just don't like the whole break before the season. Like, if I was a player, I'd want to just roll right into the season. That might have the effect of, you know, what could possibly happen in, what, next year or 2 years from now because with the 18 games, but they'll probably change it up. But I just, like, you're just kind of reverting back, and the momentum that maybe you're creating kind of stalls with that little break.
You got 2 weeks. Which is why I would play some of those guys.
Right.
Like, I don't need to see T.J. Watt. I don't need to see Minkah Fitzpatrick.
No.
I mean, we don't have to go through the list. We know who.
Honestly, Najee. Like, that's why I asked the question.
No.
I'm not playing him.
No. No, I think that would be dereliction of duty big time by Mike Tomlin. Hey, Naj, we need to see you behind this offensive line. No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't. Now, there are optimistic reports where Jaylen Warren could be ready for game one. That's going to be touch and go, though. You're obviously not going to see him on Saturday, and he just needs to rest, ride the bike, those kinds of hamstring-related things. You can't risk Najee getting hurt, and then you're rushing back Jaylen Warren for game one, or you need to count on him as your primary back, even if he is ready for game one, and put a big load on that guy's shoulders. No, you can't do that. So,
or
no, I'm not playing him.
Or Cordarrelle Patterson. And who's the other backup that they have? P. Ryan. Or Ward. Those guys are your running backs to start the season.
I mean, I probably wouldn't even play Cordarrelle Patterson in the final preseason game just because of Jaylen Warren's injury. I think I need to have a couple of backs ready to go. Wind, things of that nature, tough, full 60-minute game, your first one.
I would play him because he hasn't had many reps throughout camp, just in case. Like, I would give him some handoffs just to get a feel for it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, though. But I see what you're saying. Like, I mean, it is a fine line.
It's a fine line. It always is. It always is. But because you got 2 weeks, you know, catastrophic injury, obviously, it doesn't matter how much you have between the final preseason game and the start of the regular season. But if you play these offensive linemen in hopes that they gel, in every opportunity you can, I think you need to help them gel. And somebody gets dinked up or something like that, you do have 2 weeks. So I think you got to play them because you need them to gel. And we've seen over the last few years, they eventually do. The one thing you can say about Pat Meyer's unit is it's gotten better in the second half of each of the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
You need to hit that stride earlier this year. And so every available option you have to get those guys playing together to coalesce, you got to take advantage of that. And there's a risk there. Of course there is. You're already down a Herbig. You're already down a Faltanu. You're asking for trouble. But if you enter the season and it looks anything like it did this last weekend, you're not coming out of the gate strong at all, and you're probably flirting with Mike Tomlin having his first losing season. So, yeah, I'm playing those guys a ton. And I'm probably playing Russ a little bit, and I'm probably playing Fields a little bit too, because Russ, I think, needs reps. He's missed so much time. Now, as you get closer to the season, you'll have those 2 weeks of practice. He's going to get, as yep. number ones do, the lion's share of it. But I'd like to see him play a little bit in the game, too. Man.
I know.
Here's a text. Question. If George Pickens catches that ball and then Ross throws a dart to Van Jefferson for a touchdown, is our tone different? And he meant to say Russ. Ross. Like the character from Friends that nobody liked.
Yeah, but that's football.
See, I don't know that we're talking about it any differently.
Like, well, we'd actually see something.
Yeah, I'm, you know, good point. I might feel less like I need to see Russ in the final game. Okay, that's fair. I just haven't been killing Russ, even though we didn't see it. And I really haven't been killing Fields.
It just would give us a better feeling.
we would have a better taste in our mouth.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have these Stephen A. Smiths of the world saying they're going to finish in last place and the Shannon Sharps of the world saying they're going to finish in last place. You wouldn't have any of that stuff right now.
But if Justin Fields hits Luther on that deep post, what are we saying today? Or, you know, what are we saying on Monday? What are we saying today? What's everybody saying? Justin Fields is definitely being talked about as legitimately being the starter.
He's trending
up. If he hits that throw, that deep throw right there, things are different right now.
I've watched that 875 times, which is just what preseason football does to you. It sickens me. It sickens me that this is what I've come down to. People breaking that thing down like the Zapruder film.
Mm-hmm.
Did he stop? Should he have kept going? Did he throw it to the right upright? Should he have jumped when he jumped? Ah! I thought it was a fine ball. Fine ball. He slows down inside the 5 yard. So I don't know if that changes it so much for me, but for other people, yeah, probably. Because even though we preach, and I think we have, coming into this preseason, we saw what happened last year. Don't overreact. It's just overreaction station, baby. Trey Essex is going to talk to us at 8 o'clock about the offensive line. That's a guy who's not going to overreact. He's just going to look at how these guys are playing, and he's going to tell us what he's seeing. So we'll talk to Trey. Coming up next, are you smarter than a plumber? And then at 7:50, I got something for Pat Meyer.
Mm.
Little Steelers offensive line coach talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for that?
Yep.
Okay. This Offensive line / quarterback talk on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right. After a week hiatus where Southside Jake was at the beach, I believe, he's back. And we're ready to kick his ass in another edition of Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Good morning to you, Jake. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Great. You're just like me, pal. You go to the beach, you come back, you got no color on your face whatsoever.
I didn't go to the beach, but it was close enough.
Oh, see? Well, that's what happened. But, you know, and that's what happens to me.
Yeah, but I'm pretty pale. Same thing, you know.
Yeah,
but,
not me.
Hey, all right, I'm throwing you guys a curveball this week. Little curveball here. We're going to do a little bit different of a game today.
Okay.
So I am going to give you stats, statements, and facts about a player. You have to name the player.
I like this.
Yes. Yes.
All right, a little change
better.
Up here.
This might be better for us.
We might have a better shot, yeah. All right, Southside, all get right. It going.
Ready for the first one? Okay. 39-year-old NHL player. Still active. 2011 Hart Memorial Trophy winner. Played 4 out of 5 last Stanley Cups finals. He was a player on the team, and he's a one-time Stanley Cup champion. Who is it?
It is Corey Perry.
Boom. You guys are killers.
Yep.
Killers. Killers.
I feel like I just saw that too. I couldn't get the name. I'm glad you got the name.
We talked about him at the Cup final because my man just keeps losing.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, one for
nice
one.
Job.
I got real nervous there. I got real nervous. There's one of those I could see his face, and I couldn't think of his name for half a second. Okay. All right. Good. Here we go.
I got two more. Here's the second one. All right. Oh, boy. Clarion University alumni had a part on the 2014 made-for-TV show Sharknado 2. Mount Lebanon High School.
Kurt Angle.
You got it.
I like this version. It's a good version of the game.
Let's go. 2 for 2, baby. Let's go.
I don't think Mark Cuban was in Sharknado.
Uh-huh.
Although he might have been. You never know.
You guys are killing me. Killing me. All right. Last one. You guys got to get this one. This one, I threw this one in for you just for good faith for both of you, too. All right. PA high school football stud. Absolute stud. Played at Pitt and WVU.
Rush Rochelle.
Boom.
Let's go. Let's go. Sweep his ass. Pirates can't do it. Let's go.
Jake was texting me the other day, said, I got something new for you guys, too.
Next week.
I like this version of the game.
I do, too.
The clues are very helpful. I think we should pause after every clue and talk it at. Maybe make it a little harder. I like the this version a lot.
Uh-huh.
It's very good.
I do too.
Southside, baby. Thank you, Jake.
Let's go. All right, I'll come back better for next week because I can't have a sweep 2 weeks in a row.
That was quick too.
You just
quick
crushed them.
Yeah, you guys are on it.
Send you back to go plumb with your tail between your legs.
Not good, boys. But hell of a job by you.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
Stuff, buddy.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you.
Take care. Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. Really good stuff.
Yes.
Rush will show. I mean, just bang.
Bang.
Just
quick.
Bang.
Quick.
Just
Kurt
crushed
Angle.
It.
Bang.
Bang.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should have got the Kurt Angle one.
I think the Clarion threw you off. I don't think that you knew he went to Clarion.
Never thought about that in my entire life.
And the Sharknado.
Did not know he was in Sharknado.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You thought maybe Mark Cuban, but he was in Shark Tank.
I think that's what I did there.
Yes.
Sharknado cast, I'm looking up
Sharknado,
here.
Sharknado 2.
Oh, he's in Sharknado 2?
I believe.
Sharknado 2 cast. I'm on it.
Very, very wild movie. Don't
Never saw it.
Don't watch it. You'll waste your time. Mm-hmm. Is he in it?
I don't know. I'm not looking in the right place.
Of course.
Sharknado 2 cast. Corey Perry, I was going to be really mad if I didn't get that one. You know who was in Sharknado 2?
Who?
That Jared Fogle Subway guy that got locked up in prison for being a terrible human being. They had him in Sharknado 2. What a cast, though, apart from him. Kurt Angle, Vivica A. Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some stars in that.
Billy Ray Cyrus, Andy Dick,
mm-hmm.
Judd Hirsch, Kelly Ripa, Matt Lauer, Michael Strahan.
He's out there getting eaten or fighting sharks.
Really?
Yes.
Biz Markie.
Sharknado, do you know, like, it's about, like, sharks in a tornado.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's in the title.
Okay.
It's like the Sandlot. They're not playing on gravel. They're playing in a sand lot.
Yeah.
Is where they're playing.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans about not forgetting a football team.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's right there in the title.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, look who's talking. Can you believe it? The babies. They're chatting it up. All right. Coming up next. I got a little Pat Meyer take if you're ready for it.
Sure.
You ever see that one? Look Who's Talking.
One of my favorites growing up.
Great stuff there.
Kirstie Alley. Yeah. John Travolta.
I think Kirstie Alley passed away.
Yeah, I told you that and you didn't know.
R.I.P. Is Biz Markie still with us?
Nope.
Son of a...
I told you that too. Remember even Men in Black? We were talking about that.
That's right. R.I.P. Biz Markie and Kirstie Alley.
Yes.
I'm bad with that. I never remember who's dead.
I know.
Yeah. All right, a Pat Meyer take coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We have Trey Essex joining us at 8 o'clock, and I apologize. I'll give you the Pat Meyer take after we talk to Trey.
Okay.
Because we got people texting in. They got a great idea for a new game we can play with Southside Jake. And it's called Dead or Alive.
Well, will Trey Essex kind of dethrone your Pat Meyer take because he's the astute offensive lineman of the Fan Morning Show?
No, I think my take will hold up.
Okay.
No matter what he says.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. DOA.
DOA. Dead or Alive. Kirstie Alley. That's a terrible game. We can't play that game.
Well, you brought it up.
Get in trouble playing that game, I think. People also texting in movies that you don't really need to get the synopsis on to know what they're about. Titanic. Pretty sure it's about a boat.
Ship.
Whatever. John Wick 9 about candles. It's probably about a guy named John Wick. Toy Story. Might be a story about toys. Star Wars. Fighting up in the stars.
What about movies where the title just totally throws you off?
Well, Indiana Jones, I thought it was just some guy walking around.
Indiana?
Yeah, Fort Worth or something.
Oh, we're so corny.
Aren't we?
Oh, man.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. There's some guy who's getting his milk and eggs, some store in Fort Worth, Indiana. What's his name? Jones?
Jones?
I was thinking, like, The Departed. You don't have any idea.
I thought it was about airplanes.
Yeah.
I would think that it was about a story about airplanes.
With its sequel, The Arrival?
Yes. That's about aliens, but...
Oh, there's a movie called The Arrival?
Yes.
Independence Day. Wouldn't know it's about aliens.
Yes, you're right.
And just think about George Washington.
Right.
Going across the Delaware or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla? That one, you know, giant lizard guy.
Yes.
Coming down to wreak havoc.
King Kong.
Giant monkey?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're out.
Jaws.
That one I thought was about the dentist. Someone writes in, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah, that's a good one. That one will describe it, sure. What's Vertigo? Not about a dizzy guy.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
You ever see the movie Vertical Limit?
I feel like I have.
They climb a Mount Everest.
Mountain.
Stuff falls.
Mm-hmm.
They fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold up there.
Rocky,
you might not know. You probably think it's about a dog.
Yeah.
That's a great dog name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had another one.
Or the mountains. Rocky Mountains.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
I just had another one that just slipped.
It's gone?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What was it?
Texter, I miss the old days when sports talk radio talked about sports. Relax.
We just said Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports movie.
Yeah. Sandlot.
Sandlot's about a lot of sand.
Yeah. And a lot.
Yep. There you go. I think we're tapped, but you can always text us 412-928-9370. We're going to do 4 hours and 20 minutes of radio. We're not going to talk about look who's talking. Get the hell out of here. Fast and Furious. That's makes some sense.
Right. Cool Runnings.
Would have no idea.
No idea.
Would have no idea. Snakes on a Plane, you got a pretty good idea.
Yes.
It's right there in the title.
Home Alone, it's a good one.
Yes.
That's a good title that links up.
Mm-hmm. You can text us some more at 412-928-9370. Trey Essex on the state of the Steelers offensive line coming up next. And then I'm going to give my Pat Meyer take, which hopefully he won't step all over. But first, we'll tell you about the weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to 7,500 rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 71, low of 55, partly cloudy. Inception, I don't think anybody still knows what that's about.
No. Very weird movie.
Watch that six times, no idea what happened.
Very weird.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.